No, that's not a thing, man. Stop scamming stores.
Another prank. Another prank. It's another prank call show. They make some fucking funny phone calls. It's another prank call show. Yeah!
Hello, boys and girls. I'm Richard. Today is December 22nd, 2019, and you are listening to Bonersode 34, produced by Dr. Tom Servo. For those of you that don't know, Tom is the corporate office's private doctor, and he nursed me back to health after I was in a failed time travel experiment-induced coma for 25 years. But that's a story for a different day. Let's make some calls.
Hello?
Oh, hello, Margaret?
Yes?
Hey, it's Wesley with the HOA.
Yes.
And I was just calling because tomorrow we're going to be having someone come out to photograph the interior of your house.
Are you kidding?
Oh, no, of course not. Yeah, they're going to be there at about 10 o'clock tomorrow. And the reason is we're just going to be listing your house on Trulia just to kind of get an idea if there's anyone interested.
Oh, no, you're not taking any pictures of my house.
Oh, yeah, we are. Yeah, it's definitely happening. They'll be there at 10, and it shouldn't take more than...
No, you are not. I will get my husband on the phone.
Okay, go ahead and do that, and then I'll explain it to him, I guess.
Homeowners, I think. Get the man's name again.
Hello?
Oh, hey, is this George?
Yes.
Hey, this is Wesley with the HOA.
Yes.
And as I was explaining to your bitchy wife there, we're going to be sending someone out to take some photographs of your house tomorrow.
Why would you want to do that?
Well, we're going to be listing it on Trulia, just to see if there's any interest.
I'm not interested in selling my house, if that's what you're thinking.
Oh, that's okay.
No way whatsoever.
Yeah, you don't have to sell or anything. It's just to kind of...
I don't want anybody taking any pictures.
Oh, well, yeah, they're going to be there tomorrow at about 10 o'clock, and they shouldn't be there for longer than maybe 15, 20 minutes. They're just going to take some photos of the interior. And
no, they're not.
Yeah.
No,
yeah.
They're not. They're not coming in.
Oh, yeah, they definitely are. You don't even have to be there. We'll let them in if we need to.
Oh, you won't? What do you mean you talk about? They'll let them, they're not coming in. I'm going to be here, and they're not coming in.
Well, that's good. That's fine if you're there. You just stay out of the way of the camera.
Of course we are. What are you, crazy?
No, what do you mean by that? Hello?
Yes?
Oh, hey, Margaret. It's Wesley again. George hung up before I could ask if he could just please kind of clean up. Just clean the floors.
No, you're not allowed in my house. I'll call the police department and tell them you're intruding.
No, I'm not coming over, ma'am. It's not going to be me. It's going to be the photographer and Judy. Judy's going to let him. Judy's going to let
him. No.
Yeah, it's happening.
No.
Yes.
Hello.
Oh, hey, Ann?
Yes.
Hey, it's Wesley with the HOA.
Yes.
Hey, I was just calling because we detected recently that your internet, it appears to have been hijacked by hackers.
Mine?
Yeah, and we detected that they were using your internet to mine for bitcoins.
You're kidding.
Yeah, no.
I'm using a Canadian email address, but of course I have the...
Yeah, and that's probably why, actually, because they tend to target people that use Canadian email addresses.
Oh, my God.
So what we're going to do is we're going to send a crew out in a couple of weeks here, you know, just after the holidays. We're going to send a crew out to install a Faraday cage around your house.
Hang on just a minute. Jack is looking very inquisitive. I think you might have to talk to him. Hang on.
Okay.
He said somebody from the HOA... homeowners here, and they say my internet has been hacked. I don't understand. It's on.
Hello?
Hey, Jack. It's Wesley with the HOA.
Okay.
And as I was explaining to Anne, we detected recently that your internet was hacked by, I don't know, some group that was funneling bitcoins to the Trump campaign.
Yeah.
And so we were going to go ahead and just have a Faraday cage installed around your house, and that way it'll block the Wi-Fi signals and everything.
I'm not familiar with really what you're saying. What would you do?
It's going to be a Faraday cage. It's like a giant metal fence type thing that's going to surround your house. And what it does is it just protects your internet. You know, it just blocks like hacker signals from entering your home.
Yeah.
So we're going to have that installed for you. It's not going to cost you anything. We're taking care of it. But we're going to have that put in place right after the holidays.
And what does it look like, this structure?
It's kind of like a chain link fence.
Oh, no. I don't want anything like that.
Oh, yeah, no.
You know where I'm located?
Yeah, you're over there on...
Yeah, but you mean to say I'm going to have a chain link fence around my house?
Yeah, it's going to cover, like, all four sides, you know, and the roof.
No, I don't want anything like that.
Oh, no, it'll... No,
I've never heard of anything like that.
Yeah, it's going to protect your internet, you know, because that's really the only choice we have, because your internet's been compromised, you know, it's...
No. I appreciate what you're trying to do and to help us in that, but no, I don't want any chain. Mm. I thought you weren't allowed fences around your property anyway.
Yeah, well, in this case, it's kind of a special instance, you know, because your internet's been compromised by hackers and they're funneling bitcoins to the Trump campaign. So, yeah, we can't have that.
No.
So, yeah, we're definitely going to be installing that.
I'm sorry, I can't accept that as a solution.
Oh, sir, I apologize, but yeah, it's not an optional thing. We're sending a crew out, and they're going to install that.
No way you're not.
Oh, yeah, we definitely are, because we can't have, you know, like, rogue internet users in the neighborhood, you know?
No, hold it.
And at this point, you know, we're willing to give you the benefit of the doubt that you're not involved, but if you're going to get argumentative about it, then it just kind of makes it look suspicious.
Just a moment, give me your name and phone number, please.
My name's Wesley.
Yeah, and you're on the HOA here?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, wait till I get some information. Hold on.
Okay, hurry up.
Okay, give me that. Your name is?
My name's Wesley.
Weston?
Wesley.
Spell that for me, please.
T-H-A-T.
Yeah?
Yep, that's how you spell that. But anyway, so...
I'm sorry, I gotta go.
What do you mean?
Hello?
Oh, hey, Jack, it's Wesley again. I think we got disconnected.
Yeah, we did.
But anyways, yeah, so they're going to be there on the 6th. That's just in a couple of weeks here.
No, I'm sorry. I cannot accept that. I'm going to have a meet with you guys and your committee.
Oh, no. And, like I said, it's not optional, because...
We'll discuss that further. No, I am not having any structure.
There's really nothing further to discuss. We can't have, you know, hackers just taking over the residents' internets here. So, yep, we're going to be sending a crew to install that cage around your house.
No, sir.
No, sir.
I'm telling you right now, do not do that.
Oh, it's already in place. It's already booked. We got a crew coming out on January 6th. It's a done deal.
Oh, listen, that's bullshit, okay?
Oh, you don't use that.
I'm calling my lawyer the first thing tomorrow morning. And I'm going to set up a meeting with my lawyer, with your homeowners association, and we'll discuss it and we'll take it further.
Oh, your lawyer can't do shit. Your lawyer can't do shit.
Hello?
Hello, Mary?
Yes.
Hey, it's Wesley with the HOA.
Yes.
Hey, I was just calling because we put up your house for sale on Trulia.
No, you have the wrong number.
Oh, this isn't Mary over there at 2707?
Yes, my house is not up for sale.
Yeah, no, we put it up for sale on Trulia, just to kind of see if there was any interest.
Oh, I don't care if there's interest or not, I'm not moving.
Oh, but here's the thing, ma'am, we have a potential buyer, they're coming by tomorrow to tour the house?
No, they're not, I'm not allowing anybody, I'm recovering from surgery.
Oh, that's okay.
Nobody's coming in my house.
No, yeah, we'll let them in. That's okay. You don't have to get up or anything.
No, we won't. You will not. This is a private residence. You will not
let
anybody in my house.
But we can still show your house.
Like, no, you can't.
You don't have to accept the offer. Just let them look at it, you know? That's all.
No. The answer is no.
Mary, you're not understanding. This guy that's willing to buy, he's a wealthy industrialist.
I don't care who he is. I am not moving.
Well, we listed it for $3 million, and he's willing to pay cash.
Right. Well, you know what? I'm sorry. I don't believe you. But
so anyways, he's going to be here tomorrow at 10 o'clock.
don't try to sell me anything again.
I'm not trying to sell you anything. You're not understanding, though, because this guy, he's willing...
I am. I don't care who. I don't care how much money he has.
Okay, well, he's coming out tomorrow to tour it, and we're going to show him around.
No,
that's all.
No, I don't have out-of-town company. Are you kidding?
Don't make any
decisions.
Who
are you? What is your name, and who do you represent?
This is Wesley. I'm with the HOA. And don't make
HOA.
Any... Don't make any decisions until you actually let him come look at it. You know, he'll pitch you the offer.
My decision is made.
Okay, well, he's still going to tour the house because we already booked the...
No, he's not. I'm not letting him in.
Oh, you don't need to let him in. We'll let him in. We've got the key. We'll just show him around.
Where'd you get the key?
We have copies of everyone's keys. That's just standard procedure here in the neighborhood. And we'll just show him around.
I'm calling HOA right now.
That's who I'm with. You'll just get me if you call, dummy.
Are you with Judy?
Yeah, I'm her assistant, idiot.
Oh. Tell Judy to go fly a kite.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Ronald?
Who are you?
This is Wesley with the HOA.
Oh, okay. Hi.
Hey, I was just calling because tomorrow we're going to have someone coming out to look at your house. And so I just...
Oh, really?
Yeah, we actually put it up for sale on Trulia just to see if there was any interest.
Why would you do that?
Oh, just, you know, just kind of, it's a routine thing that we do from time to time.
Well, you know what? I'm not interested at all.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, it's just, you know, just, we just want someone to come out and just kind of make you an offer. So tomorrow,
Wait, you know what?
Tomorrow at about at 10 o'clock, the potential buyer is going to be here to tour your house.
Yeah, don't bother. Why don't you get lost?
What do you mean? No, he's definitely going to be here tomorrow, and we're just going to show him around. It'll be like, you know, 10, 20 minutes tops.
You're not going to show him around my house.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we definitely are. You don't even have to be there. We've got the key and everything, so we'll just let him in if you're not there.
You've got the key to my house?
Yeah, yeah, we have everyone's keys. Just standard procedure here in the neighborhood.
You're full of crap.
No, definitely not, sir.
Yes, sir, but don't be around when... Don't come over when I'm around. Well, you won't get on the property.
Well, that's fine if you're there. He's just going to tour the house and everything, but...
He's not going to tour anything.
Yeah, he's a wealthy industrialist, and he's willing to pay cash, so...
Where do you live? Where do you live? What's the address?
Oh, that's none of your goddamn business. What do you need to know my address for?
It's not in my goddamn business. Well, you,
that's right.
I'll tell you what, don't show up at my house.
Well, he's going to be here tomorrow, and we're going to show him around, and, you know...
You're not going to show him around.
Why are you making decisions before he's even made you an offer? Like, you don't know what he's willing to spend.
Have you been drinking or something?
What do you mean? No, of course not.
Okay, well, sounds like you have.
Okay, well, that's a rude thing to say.
Oh, I'm rude, huh?
Well, yeah, it's you're not understanding. This guy's a millionaire, so, you know, don't make any decisions.
He's a millionaire, and he wants to look at my house, right?
Yeah, that's right. He's a wealthy industrialist, and, you know, he's willing to pay cash, so, you know, don't...
Hey, like I told you before, get lost.
Anyways, he's going to be here tomorrow, and we're going to show him around. Ronald?
Thank you for calling. This is Rachel. How can I help you?
Yeah, I'm a tenant here, and I just have a little bit of a question.
Okay, yeah, how can I help you?
I'm having a kind of an electrical issue. My power is working fine, like the lights and appliances and all that, but the conveyor belt that I installed in my living room, it keeps going on and off, and I don't know if, like, I did something wrong with the wiring, or maybe there's something that you would suggest.
So you're a current resident here?
Yeah. And
And what's your apartment number?
3414, and I converted it into an Amazon fulfillment center.
And what is your name?
Sturb. I had to, like, kind of redo the whole breaker box, and it's a big mess.
So, my first question is, I don't actually see your name as a current resident here at our community.
Oh, yeah, I'm not on the... I'm not on the lease or anything. I just kind of do business with the people that live there.
Okay, so we actually, I can't give out any information about anything.
I'm not asking for...
We actually can't have any businesses are not actually allowed to be run out of a...
Well, I mean, it's not like a business, like we don't have customers showing up or anything, but it's what I do for a living, you know, that's how I make money, you know, and, you know, I just...
But any sort of, like, anything being installed into an apartment has to actually be pre-approved.
So
if there's any sort of modification to an apartment... That actually has to go through our legal department.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, I didn't think of any of that because, yeah, I just, I ripped out the breaker box and redid the wiring, and I had to put like a this little hole type thing in the wall for the Amazon drones to fly through, you know, when they pick up the packages and all that stuff. And actually, that's another thing. Do you guys have any touch-up paint? Because right now it kind of looks like crap. Like, I just need to just kind of make it look a little better.
So basically, we can't have any sort of like Amazon fulfillment centers being run out of our apartment.
I don't think you have any right to tell the tenant what they can do for a living and who they employ.
No, but we can discuss what goes on into the apartment. You're just on a
power trip, you know? You're just all bossy. Cute woman, you know. I bet you have your hands on your hips, you know, like you're all stomping your heels. But anyways, yeah, do you have any touch-up paint?
I'm sorry, but that's not really an appropriate thing to say.
No, I'm just saying, like, you're being kind of bitchy. We don't like, know each other, but that's... Look at me, and, you know,
I'm going to go ahead and disconnect this call right now. I'm not going to allow you to speak to me in that manner.
Are you going
to
give me some paint? Because this hole in the wall looks like crap. You know, I don't think you want, like, a big gaping raw hole to get to make it look nice.
Okay, I'll be reaching. I actually can't disclose any more information. You're not a current resident.
I'm not asking
here.
For information, dummy. I'm asking for paint.
Here.
I'm asking for paint.
Okay, thank you so much. You have a great day. Bye bye.
Hello?
Oh, hello. Is this Gerald?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Gerald. It's Wesley with the HOA.
Okay.
Hey, I was just calling because we're going to be listing your house on Trulia.
And so. Because?
Oh, just, you know, it's just kind of a routine thing that we do in the neighborhood. And so tomorrow we're going to be sending out a photographer to just take some photos.
I really don't want to do that.
Oh, well, yeah, it's just something we do. It doesn't cost you any money or time or anything, but we're going to be sending a photographer to take some photos.
I really don't want to do that.
Oh, okay. Well, it's something we're doing, though. You don't have to do anything.
I really don't want to do that. How many times do I have to tell you? I don't want my house taken.
Okay, we're not taking it from you, sir. We're just going to have it photographed, and we're listing it on Trulia.
I don't want you to do that.
Okay, but we're going to do it. It's just,
you're not going to do it.
Oh, we definitely are. It's just something that we do in the neighborhood.
How can you do that without permission?
We already have your permission, sir. You signed the contract.
You don't have my permission to take a photo of my house. Where is that?
It's in the contract that you signed. Of course we do. Don't be silly.
You really? What time is he coming?
He's going to be there tomorrow at about 10 o'clock in the morning.
10 o'clock?
That's correct.
Well, I'm going to be outside at 10 o'clock.
Okay, that's great. You can greet him then. And
no,
yeah, he just
greet him and he can take my picture.
Okay, we don't need you to be in the photograph. That's kind of strange.
You know,
But anyways, he's just going to photograph the interior and the exterior.
Well, you don't have to deal. I'll call my lawyer. Don't worry about it.
No, you don't need to call your lawyer. This isn't a legal matter.
Yes, it is a legal matter because I don't want you to do that.
We already have your...
If you can prove to me...
It's in the contract, dummy.
...where that says that in that HOA, I'll be glad to do it.
Well, it's in your contract.
Don't show me where it is.
Gerald, you're an idiot. It's in your contract. Just look through it.
I'm an idiot?
Yeah, we have
What's your name?
We have your signature. Why are you being such a dummy?
What is your name?
Like, why did you sign the contract, and why did you even move here if you didn't want this to happen?
What is your name?
My name's Wesley.
Wesley who?
Crusher.
Are you a member of our home association's board?
Of course I am. What a dumb question. I already said that I was.
Well, that doesn't mean that you are.
Oh, okay. Well, I just live down the road.
You're an idiot, you know? I'm fucking pissed off right now.
Okay,
dare you call me an idiot?
Well, you're being an idiot. Like, this is a good...
No, I'm not being an idiot. You're being an asshole is what you are.
Well, no, you don't understand, though, because we have...
I understand everything. I want to see it where it is in the contract.
Okay,
show it to me.
It's in Article 14, Section 31, dummy.
Show it to me.
I don't have to show you...
I'll beat you out tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock, and you can show me where that is.
Oh, I don't have to show you shit, motherfucker.
Oh, boy. Okay.
Are you okay?
I'm fine.
It sounds like you're throwing a fit over this. Like, you don't understand because we have wealthy industrialists that want to move into the neighborhood.
I don't give a fuck who you want.
Oh, well.
To be honest with you.
What
was your name again? Wesley who?
Well, you don't need to be making decisions ahead of time. Like, just wait till
Wesley
you get.
Wesley who?
Crusher. Just wait till you get an offer.
Could you please spell that for me, please?
Yeah. My last name?
Yes, your last name.
It's C-R-U-S-H-E-R.
That's a fake name.
Of course it's not. What do you mean? That's my real name.
Crusher?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways. I'll see you tomorrow. I'll see the photo for whatever he is called tomorrow morning at 10 o'clock. I'll be out there.
Well, I mean, do you need me to spell it for you one more time? Why do you think it was fake? I don't understand. It's C as in Q.
Listen, I'm going to tell you something right now.
R as in...
I wish I could meet you right now.
Okay,
why don't you come to my house?
Where do you want to meet? No, let's meet in neutral...
Let's, at my house.
No, not your
come
house.
On down
let's
here.
Meet at neutral ground. Let's meet at
no,
neutral ground.
No, I'm not meeting at neutral grounds.
Well, why? What do you want to do to me?
I don't want to do anything to you. Why would I want to do anything to you? I want to see you in person.
Why? I don't understand why.
So I recognize you.
Oh, you've seen me around. I live like maybe five or six houses down the street from you.
Oh, okay. Thank you very much. Goodbye.
Okay, asshole.
Yes, sir.
Hey, Gerald, it's Wesley again. You hung up before I could ask if you could please just kind of clean up a little bit. Maybe, you know, just do some mopping and vacuuming and things. It just increases the chances of the buyer willing to, you know, to make the sale.
Who's buying it?
Well, it's a wealthy industrialist, but it just... Yeah.
You mean they want to come into my house?
Yeah, that's...
That ain't going to fucking happen, pal. Let me tell you that
no,
right
they're,
now.
No, they're definitely coming in. We're gonna give them a tour and everything.
Yeah, well, I'll have the police here tomorrow. Don't worry about it. Goodbye, asshole.
Thank you, Dr. Tom, for helping me flip some houses on Trulia. Thanks to all of you for helping make the show a success. I really appreciate it. I'm looking at the poll results on Patreon regarding the producer credit reward thing I mentioned in the last boner episode. I see 12 votes for keeping it at $5, 8 for increasing to 10, and 3 for increasing to $20. That's roughly 50% voter turnout, which means most of you are fucking lazy. But that's pretty much an even split between keeping it the same and increasing it, and the comments look mostly indifferent. There's even a person that mentions Brad is worth every single dime. They seem to be confused about which Patreon they're supporting. Anyway, I'm pleased with these results because I just want to keep it as is for now. If you feel like I haven't credited you on the show in too long, just message me on Patreon or Discord or send me an email, and I'll do my best to make you a producer on the next show. Okay, thanks again to all of you. Bye.
These are just flames burning in your fireplace. I hear your voice, and it seems as if it was all a dream. I wish it was all a dream. Yeah. tell you one thing, ain't gonna change much. Sun still rises, even with the pain. Tell you one thing, ain't gonna change, love. The sun still rises, even through the rain.
Yeah, you're not allowed to do that. You're not allowed to alter the outside of our buildings at all.